Greetings this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning, I would like to look at some phrases I've been finding in 1st and 2nd Timothy. It's talking about words. You find these phrases, sound words, wholesome words, strifes of words. You find these little phrases about word and words. And I just want to look at that and read some of those verses, starting in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. It says, "If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained." Notice here it says the words of faith and of good doctrine. Doctrine has to do with words also. It says, "whereunto thou hast attained." Verse 7 says, "But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." You know, it says refuse profane and old wives' fables. That has to do with words also. Then we jump down. The verse 12 of the same chapter says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation," that's your walk, "in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." So the words that you speak, do they minister life? And we're going to jump down to 1 Timothy 6, verses 3, it says, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness." Notice it says wholesome words. It's words that minister life, minister grace to the hearer. And then it says, "He is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmising." And what I'm getting at here when I talk about wholesome words and the words of our Lord Jesus Christ and strifes of words, you know, some people are able to take and speak words in such a way to take a doctrine of God and having a little twist to it that turns people away from the faith. Let's read a couple more verses here in 2 Timothy. Verse 13 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. It says, "Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." And then we'll get here to what I'm talking about in verses 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, it says, "Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers." And I'm going to just jump in, you know, subverting to the hearers. You know, remember Eve in the garden? You know, Satan came to her and with a little different twist, "Yea, hath God said?" Remember this. Remember Satan coming to Jesus in the wilderness and tempting him three times with the word, adding a little different twist to it. He was trying to subvert the hearer, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the scripture says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So, but we still have that same problem today where they strive about words to no profit, but it's to the subverting of the hearers. And then it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Then it says, "But shun profane and vain babblings." Again, that's words. "For they will increase unto more ungodliness." And then he gives us an example here. He says, "And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection, here's the words they were saying that the resurrection is past already and overthrow the faith of some. You know, we have an enemy who works through people today. They twist the word just a little, give it a little different twist, and they're being used by the enemy to overthrow the faith, to subvert the hearer. You know, they're saying, yea, hath God said. So Hymenaeus here and Philetus, they took a doctrine that's in the scripture and they gave it a different twist, and they were convincing people. They were saying that the resurrection is past already, and they were overthrowing the faith of some, it says. Verse 14 talks about subverting of the hearers. You know, and we are living in days right now where many professing Christians are subverting the hearers. You know, take example, the doctrine of marriage. And a lot of people are giving it a little different twist, saying it's okay to divorce and get remarried. You know, 150 years ago, it was a shame, but today people openly and boldly do it. It's because they're being subverted. They're being subverted. There's being strife of words going out about the doctrine of divorce and remarriage. And another example is the state in the church. You know, I believe more professing Christians from conservative Anabaptist backgrounds have voted this year than any other year, this past year. And it's because they're being subverted by words that are to no profit. You know, when you read the scriptures, it's clear, Romans 13 and the Sermon on the Mount, that the church and the state are separated. The church should not have any part in that. And so, and I just want to encourage you, you know, are you listening to sound words? Hold fast the form of sound words. You know, another thing that people are taking and putting a little different twist into is modesty. Another doctrine is head covering. You know, people are putting a little different twist, the striving of words. They're not holding fast to the form of sound words, but they're giving a different twist to turn people away, to subvert the hearer, you know, to turn people away from the truth, and they overthrow the faith. So, and it says also, and it increases unto more ungodliness. And as you watch and witness that, you see ungodliness increase in these people's lives as they've been subverted and turned away. Yes, they claim to be Christians, but ungodliness increases. And so this morning, I want to encourage you to hold fast to the form of sound words, as we read here, to wholesome words. Wholesome words. Words of life. It says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing. It says he knows nothing. And so do we take the word of God serious this morning? Don't let the enemy subvert you by not holding fast to wholesome words and sound words. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.